Corporal Cameron Reed. Is that how you say your name, Cameron Reed?
Yes.
Okay, and you are...
Yes, ma'am.
Stationed at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan with RCT-7. This is your first deployment. You are from Thomasville, Georgia. So it says that you are a motor transport operator. So tell me about your job. What do you do?
I'm on the logistics side of the campaign. I move supplies from place to place to people who need them. And I just drive trucks and stuff. And make sure they're always up to speed, running properly and whatnot.
So you don't do the actual maintenance and repairs on them, though. You just do the driving. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like you're laughing. Is there a joke going on?
I just really am not good with interviews.
Well, we're just going to have a conversation. So if I met you at the HQ in 29 Palms and I said, "Hey, Cameron, what do you do for the Marine Corps?" What would you tell me?
I say I drive trucks.
You drive trucks.
yes, ma'am. I drive trucks and do whatever they need me to do.
Do you like driving trucks?
Some examples. Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm pretty good. Like, what do you mean by examples? Yes. Taking... for example, one operation we supported was there was a base a few hours away that needed to exchange trucks, so we were the guys that did that. We took two down there and brought two broke ones back, basically. And we'd like just ensure that our Marines have prepared and well-maintained vehicles.
Okay, I'm just writing down notes, so don't mind my silences.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so says the highlight was when you were in Camp Atterbury, Indiana. What did you do there? That was
yes, ma'am. That was our main pre-deployment training we went through. It was just a lot of fun to me. I got a lot out of it, too. I just enjoyed it all the way around.
So did you go through Mojave Viper here, or was this something different then?
This was something completely different. It was just something that 7th Marine Regiment did, and it was a lot like Mojave Viper, just in a different environment.
So what kind of training? I mean, what do they train you to do? I mean, it seems to me like driving the truck. I don't know. Why would? Tell me about your training.
It was mostly for us with trucks. It was convoy training, just what to do in certain situations and how to react and things like that.
What to do in certain situations and how to react. Okay. And
yes,
says you
ma'am.
You fired some machine guns. I think that's why everybody joins the Marine Corps, isn't it?
That was a large, played a large role in me joining the Marine Corps. Those are fun.
Yeah. Did you get to shoot any 50 cals?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your most fun gun to shoot?
probably the 50 cal. I just really like that one.
And why is that the most fun?
Really accurate, and you can shoot really far.
How far away does it shoot?
You can hit targets up to 2,000 meters pretty easily.
So converting that to civilian speak, that would be about a mile?
About 2,000 yards, about 20 football fields.
Yeah, but, okay, so if you got a mile is 5,280 feet divided by 3.316, yeah, so that's over a mile, 2,000, because there's 3.3 feet in a meter, 3.3 times 2,000 equals 6,600 feet, so yeah, it's over a mile.
So yes, ma'am.
Over a mile.
Captain Rogers said if you have any questions on specific weapon systems, to ask
mm-hmm.
him about those.
Okay. So it says you joined the military because you wanted to do something different than what you were doing at home. And what were you doing at home?
I was working on a plantation and going to school.
So like on a real live plantation? Like what? Doing what? Cotton?
Well,
or?
It's not like what most people think plantations. It was we grew habitat for quail, and then in quail season we went quail hunting, took people quail hunting with like horses and dogs, and went quail hunting.
So that sounds pretty cool. You raised quail on your plantation, and then you would go out. You would range hunts for them on your. Is that what it was?
Well, we didn't raise the birds themselves. We just just the habitat. They were wild birds. We were just tried to form the land that they liked.
Oh, cool. So that was like the business of the plantation? Was it a family run operation, or did your family own it?
Yes,
or?
Ma'am. It was family run, and it wasn't a business. It was just their own, just some really rich people.
Oh, so but it's not your family.
No, ma'am. It wasn't my family.
Okay.
I worked for them.
Okay. So, and it says here that you had some grandfathers in the Army and a cousin in the Navy. So, how did they convince you to join the Marine Corps, or what made you decide? Join the Marine Corps as opposed to the Army or the Navy?
The Marine Corps was always just portrayed as, to me, as the best branch, so that's the one I wanted to go to.
Plus they have really cool uniforms, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I think the Marine Corps blues are the best looking uniforms in all the branches. Don't you agree?
I think they look good.
Yeah. So, did you mm-hmm. have a birthday ball over there in Afghanistan?
No, ma'am, we didn't.
Oh no,
we had
really?
Not a ball type deal. We had a little ceremony, but
a ceremony and probably a special dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you join the Marine Corps?
August 2010.
So you've been in about 2 years then, just over.
Yes, ma'am. A little bit longer.
And what? Two more years to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you plan on staying in after that, or are you going to get out, do you know?
Undecided.
Okay. So it says here that what you would like to talk about is being deployed and serving your country and a lifetime opportunity and making your parents proud. So tell me about that then. This is
well,
your chance.
One chance opportunity to get to go do something like this, so I figured I'd take it.
So what do you think of Afghanistan?
It's a lot like 29 Palms so far.
I don't know what Camp Leatherneck is like. Is it in the plains, or is it in a mountain area? Is it right next to a big city, or what's it like?
We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's some mountains close by, but it's not like in the mountains or. But we're close to them.
So, you said it was a lifetime opportunity to go to Afghanistan, and it's a lot like 29 Palms. And do you have, you've got your parents at home. Do you have a girlfriend or any other family?
I have a brother. I don't have a girlfriend.
Okay. And so you said that you want to make your parents proud of you. So talk to me about that.
I mean, I already know they are, but if they're even more proud, then cool.
Do you... get to talk to them very much?
Yes, ma'am. I usually talk to them about once a week.
I bet that gets pretty expensive.
Over here, you can go to the USO and call for free, so it's not too
really?
Bad.
Really? Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
'Cause my husband was in... Saudi Arabia during Desert Storm, and it was $1 a minute then. So, yeah, it got really expensive.
Damn.
Yeah. Calling for free, that's great. So is it like you can call anybody, or is it just like you have to have a list or something? Or
No, ma'am, you can call anybody. They just set you on a time limit.
How long is your time then?
I want to say it's 20 minutes.
Wow. And is that like per week or is it per call?
It's per call, but or per like time, and then you can go get back in line.
Oh, okay.
But there's so many people lined up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you talk to your parents then... what do you talk about?
Just catch up on what's going on back home, and that's about it.
Do you tell them about your job, what you're doing?
A little bit, just about what I've told you so far.
So what else can you tell me? What do you want to tell the people back home who are listening to you?
Hey, I guess. I don't know.
Hey? Is that what you said? Isn't that what cows eat?
Yeah, sure. Hey.
So what do you want them to know about what it's like over there?
It's not bad. I don't think.
Of course, you've only been there 2 months.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
Are you planning to come home for your R&R?
Yes, ma'am.
You get 2 weeks off, right, or something? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you decided when you're going to come back home for your 2 weeks?
No, I have not.
Are you going to go back and see your parents?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Do you get a lot of mail?
A little bit. Not a whole lot. I mean, people ask if I want anything, but I'm really pretty satisfied over here.
Really? There's nothing that you crave from back in the States?
No, ma'am. I got plenty to eat, plenty to drink. That's all I need.
Let's see. It says you're 24 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you joined the Marine Corps kind of late then, because it seems like a lot of Marines join, like, you know, 18 or 19 years old, and you must have been, like, 22.
Yes, I'm about 21 at the time. I tried school at first and then realized I didn't like it. So.
So what made you decide that you wanted to join the Marine Corps then?
Try something different.
You must have known when you joined that you'd be sent overseas.
Yes, ma'am. Or I was assuming.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, ma'am. Or I was assuming that I was going to be.
Oh. And so you were looking forward to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and... So far, you think being in Afghanistan is pretty cool?
Yes, ma'am. It's not too bad on my end, anyway.
Okay, so you were chosen as Marine of the Week for this week. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so tell me why you were chosen as Marine of the Week.
They needed somebody.
So let's just draw Corporal Reed's name out of the hat.
Pretty much.
I don't think so. No, come on, tell me.
Maybe because I know I didn't want to do an interview. I don't know.
Oh, no. Come on, you got to give me more than that. It says you're a pretty good Marine to be chosen for Marine of the Week. So.
Yeah.
What happened? Why'd they choose you? Because I'm sure there were lots of other Marines that they could have chosen. So why you?
They thought it'd be a good idea, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what did you do? What did you do that brought your name to their attention?
Whatever they ask.
Oh. You're not making this easy.
No, ma'am. I don't know how to answer it.
It says that you can persevere and get the mission accomplished. What does that mean?
People throw things my way, I get it done.
Like what kind of things? Give me an example.
Whatever needs to be done. getting all the equipment we need together in a certain amount of time.
Where was the, you said that you had to go and exchange a couple of trucks. Where was that that you had to go?
Yes, ma'am. It was a base that wasn't too far out of Leatherneck.
Okay. So, anything else that you would like to say?
No, ma'am. Nothing I can think of.
There's nothing that you want the people at home
no.
to know?
I don't know of anything they need to know.
Oh. How's the food?
Really good, actually.
Do they have, like, set meal times, or can you go eat whenever you want?
They have set meal times for main meals, but you can go get, like, sandwiches and stuff at any time of the day or night.
And so describe your typical day for me. What do you do when you get up in the morning? What time do you get up?
Usually about 6:30. And then
what do you do when you get up?
Unless something's going on where I need to go. Then I go to the murder pool, and then depends on what we have going on that day. Sometimes we have to move things around the base that need to be moved and stuff like that. Some people need vehicles, so we have to get some together and turn them over to them and things like that.
So you get up at 6:30. Do you have breakfast or workout first?
I get a small breakfast on my way there, on my way to work.
Okay. So you get up at 6:30, you get breakfast on your way to work, you go to the motor pool, you move things around the base if they need to. If people need vehicles, you give them together and turn them over. Do you take a break for lunch? Do you work out in the middle of the day? Do you work out at night? What time do you go to bed?
Just take a break for lunch. I try to work out in the afternoon, usually.
What time do you knock off work, or is it a 24-hour job?
Usually around somewhere between 5 and 6, sometimes later. Depends on what we have going on.
And then, so what do you do in the evening then?
Work out, read, throw darts, watch movies, things like that.
Throw darts? Do you have dart championships?
Ma'am?
Do you have a dart tournament or something?
No, I just my dad sent me a dart board, so I just throw darts.
Are you pretty good?
not particularly. I usually hit the board though, so.
What time do you go to bed then?
Usually around 11.
also anything else that you do for work? When people think of motor transport, they think of driving trucks. Is there anything else that you do as a motor T officer or motor T worker, corporal?
That and loading and unloading trucks about covers it.
Okay. I guess that's about it. I thank you for talking to me today. Thank you, Corporal.
Ma'am?
I said thank
you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.